The qualifications you accumulated at sea are worth more on land than most crew realize. Here's where they open doors. At some point, most people who work on cruise ships start thinking about what comes after. Contracts do not last forever. Life circumstances change, and the time eventually comes to look for something closer to home. When that moment arrives, a lot of former crew discover something that was not obvious while they were on board. The certificates and experience they accumulated at sea are valuable on land, in industries and roles that seek out people with a maritime background. The qualifications that felt like bureaucratic overhead all translate. The STCW courses completed before joining the first ship, the additional certifications picked up across contracts, the practical experience with international travel logistics and operational discipline, these things have weight on land. The key is knowing where to look and how to present what you have. The STCW and why it matters more than it seemed. The standards of training, certification, and watchkeeping for seafarers, STCW, is an international framework established by the International Maritime Organization that sets the minimum safety and competency standards for anyone working on a commercial vessel in international waters. Every crew member on every major cruise line holds some level of STCW certification. Most people complete the basic training before their first contract, treat it as a formality, and move on. What STCW Basic Safety Training certifies matters. Personal survival techniques, basic firefighting, elementary first aid and CPR, and personal safety and social responsibility. These are not theoretical. They are practical, hands-on competencies that are internationally recognized and periodically renewed. A valid STCW certificate is accepted by maritime operators worldwide, which is the point of the framework. It was designed to create a common, portable standard across national borders. For someone transitioning off ships, this certificate is not just a piece of paper. It is recognized evidence of training in emergency response, safety management, and crisis handling, skills that a wide range of employers across the maritime sector and beyond value in candidates they hire. Crew agencies, the most direct transition. The most obvious landing point for former cruise ship crew is the network of agencies that staffed you in the first place. Crew recruitment agencies operate on both sides of the employment relationship. They place crew on ships, and they also need people who understand how that placement process works, what cruise lines require, and how to evaluate candidates effectively. A former crew member who has worked across multiple lines brings something that people hired from general HR backgrounds do not have: direct experience of what the job involves. You know what a table test looks like, what the difference between a well-managed crew cabin and a problematic one means for retention, what the onboarding experience is like from the receiving end, and what separates a candidate who will thrive at sea from one who will not last a contract. That contextual knowledge is hard to acquire without having lived it, and agencies that recruit for maritime positions know this. Many former crew members who move into agency side roles begin as recruiters or coordinators and progress into account management or operational roles over time. The combination of STCW certification, first-hand knowledge of the cruise industry, and the professional habits that ship life develops, punctuality, reliability, the ability to operate across cultural differences, makes this transition more natural than it might appear from the outside. Port operations and maritime support roles. Ports are large, complex operations that interact with cruise ships on a daily basis. They need people who understand how cruise lines operate, what crews need during port calls, and how to communicate effectively with ship management and crew. Former cruise ship staff, particularly those who have been through multiple lines and multiple types of operations, understand the rhythm of a ship visit in a way that takes years to develop from a land-based perspective. Port agents, turnaround coordinators, and shoreside operations staff are roles that frequently benefit from maritime experience. The agent who met you at the airport when you joined your first ship, arranged the hotel, and coordinated the transfer to the terminal was doing a job that requires an understanding of crew logistics that is hard to fake without experience. Airlines and ground handlers serving maritime industries have similar needs. The knowledge of international travel logistics that accumulates across a crew's career, understanding of international documentation requirements, connecting flight timing, visa considerations for crew of different nationalities, the consequences of missing a join date, is practical experience that land-based roles in maritime logistics seek out. the additional certifications that open more doors. Beyond the STCW basic safety training, many cruise lines offer crew the opportunity to acquire additional certifications during their contracts. Some of these are operational requirements for specific duties. Others are available as development opportunities that not everyone pursues. All of them add to the profile you present when applying for land-based roles. Crowd management. Required for crew with passenger-facing responsibilities on passenger vessels, this certification covers emergency mustering, crowd control procedures, and the management of large numbers of people in crisis situations. Event management companies, large venue operators, festival security firms, and stadium operators all work in environments where these competencies are directly applicable. Crisis management and human behavior. A higher-level certification covering leadership in emergency situations, decision-making under pressure, and the management of human behavior in crisis. This translates into roles in operations management, emergency planning, and corporate crisis response, areas where the ability to demonstrate formal training and practical experience is increasingly valued. Security awareness and designated security duties. Two separate STCW certifications covering baseline security awareness for all crew and the more detailed competencies required for crew with security responsibilities. These open doors in port security, maritime security consulting, and facility security management roles. The combination of an STCW security certification and hands-on experience working aboard a vessel operating in international waters is a credible foundation for a security sector career. Tender operations. Some cruise lines may offer training for crew to operate tender vessels, the smaller boats that transfer passengers between ship and shore and ports where the ship cannot dock. A coxswain or small vessel operator certification opens doors in harbor operations, water taxi services, coastal tourism operations, and ferry services. For crew who took the time to pursue this qualification, it is one of the more versatile additions to a post-ship CV. How to present your experience. The mistake most former cruise crew make when applying for land-based jobs is undervaluing what they have. A CV that lists job titles and ship names without context does not communicate the scale of what those roles involved. A dealer who worked across multiple lines over several years has operated in a regulated, high-stakes financial environment, managed customer interactions across dozens of nationalities simultaneously, maintained composure and professional standards under pressure, followed strict procedural compliance in a role where errors have immediate financial consequences, and held internationally recognized safety certifications across the duration of their employment. That is a substantive professional profile, and it should be presented as one. The international travel experience alone, understanding how to navigate airports in multiple countries, manage documentation under time pressure, and arrive reliably in locations that required complex logistical coordination, is something that companies dealing with international staff movements, global operations, or portside logistics recognize as useful. Looking back from land, the certifications felt pointless when you were doing the drills. The additional courses seemed like extra work on top of a long contract. The experience of joining a ship in a foreign port after two connecting flights on very little sleep felt like an obstacle rather than a qualification. From land, they look different. The industries that recruit people with maritime backgrounds are clear about what they are looking for, and what they are looking for is often exactly what several years of cruise ship experience produces. Internationally mobile, operationally disciplined, certified in safety and emergency response, and comfortable working in high-pressure, multicultural environments where getting things wrong has real consequences. The certificates you considered annoying are some of the most useful things the ships gave you. The only question is where you aim them next. The maritime industry, in all its forms, tends to prefer people who have already proven they can work at sea. You have done that. The doors it opens are more numerous than most people expect.